This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Another check-in with an area lawmaker to find out what's happening at the Oregon State Legislature. State Representative Court Boyce, representing parts of Southern Oregon, including a segment of Douglas County. Court, good morning.
Kyle, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on. Always good to visit with you.
So talk about what you've been seeing in the past week that is of interest to folks listening.
You know, first and foremost is the Oregon Department of Transportation. You know, we got 90 days till fire season, so I'm doing my part to help the state, all of our firefighters and fire departments get prepared for that. You know, on the Republican side, the business folks, you know, they want to rein in spending. They want to prioritize where we put our dollars. You know, so in my district of Douglas, Coos, and Curry County, that's the hardworking folks that pay their taxes, obey the law, and just do the right thing. So down on any new taxes whatsoever, and we'll call it the Oregon Department of Efficiency, and just keep beating that drum of uncovering the bad spending and making it right.
Talk about a couple of the committees you're on and things that are going on there.
Very happy. I just left early morning Veterans Caucus meeting. We have some great bills there. Just personal navigator bill that would provide a trained individual for vets to go to and just say, hey, the resources, the services, you know, how can I get help on that? And so that's a big one. One of my bills is a hyperbaric oxygen treatment center for traumatic brain injuries and PTSD. I think that's going to go. Very optimistic on that. And of course, the veterans home come up. We're reaching out to the federal government to make sure that they stay solid on that pathway forward to getting that facility done. And you know, both sides here at the Capitol are in favor of keeping that $30 or $40 million going so that we can really accelerate the building and the construction of that important home.
One of the duties, of course, of the legislature is dealing with the budget. And while it's early in the session, what are you hearing from the governor's office and from both parties regarding priorities?
You know, the leverage that we have is that there's been many people laid off in the state of Oregon in the last year and a half, Kyle, as you well know. Intel now, up to 3,000 people. Nike, almost 1,000. Two Walmarts closed in Portland, the Sherry's restaurants, that took at 41, almost closed overnight a few months ago. The list is, and of course, our mills, our small mills, we've lost eight, the total, 1,400 employees that are impacted, families. So as far as priority spending, serving the best interest of the rural folks is our highest priority, and not wasting money. You know, I come out with an op-ed with the help of Commissioner Freeman 10 days ago that basically says, hey, we're ready to help California on rebuilding after the LA fires. Our mills are more than capable of handling the extra 100 to 200 million board feet for reconstructing, you know, 12,000 homes. So we're getting some momentum on that. That force would come from BLM lands, which is growing out of control, and we need to harvest it. We need to get our mills green trees, and I'm working quite vigorously on that, Kyle.
Now, along the forestry management front under a new administration, what kinds of changes do you anticipate, if any, to federal forest policy?
Well, that's an excellent question. It's a very important hope that we have. And, you know, it's back to making common sense legal in the state of Oregon. So we're going to be really leaning in on the new administration with sound forest management policies, fuel abatement, getting trees to our mills and keeping our roads open, and just better managing our wonderful Oregon forest. And it's been 30 to 35 years of mismanagement, both the federal and a little bit on the state as well. Get the counties back into get their land trust forest back And I think there's a new day dawning, so we're pretty optimistic, very much so, Kyle.
On the business side of things, a lot of the Republicans have argued for making Oregon a more business-friendly state. Do you see any potential shift there, especially given the Democrats controlling all the chambers and main offices?
You know, we just have to continually try and persuade them in that most of those folks have not ever been in business before. They've never employed people. Our South Coast delegation, all of us have employed a lot of people. So we understand good management and creating jobs. And, you know, we're a natural resource region, especially in rural Oregon. So it's easy to understand from our perspective on how to bring businesses back to Oregon. And that's a tax system. That's incentives to want it to come here and employ people. Kyle, we put in the 23 session, $200 million to attract, and this is a bone of contention for me, to attract high-tech businesses. I voted for that. Now I'm honestly a little concerned because the competition is tough in other states are making those incentives available for people. I mean, who doesn't want to live in Oregon? But to employ people here, for businesses to thrive, we've got to change our course because we are not a business-friendly environment, as you know.
Right before we go, what's ahead in your schedule in the next few days?
We've got Veterans Emergency Management, general government this afternoon. Tomorrow morning we'll be back with the Ag, Water, Land Use, Natural Resources. We're starting to see people turn on the wolf predator bill. I hope that goes to take care of our ranchers, especially in eastern Oregon. But as the wolves are accepted, unfortunately, in even our part of the state, so we're just really going to be on our toes. There's just a lot of water bills. You know, a great aquifer of just billions and billions of gallons was discovered just south of Deschutes County. So the notion that Oregon is out of water and we can't take care of our farmers and make them a high priority, that just isn't going to, no pun intended, isn't going to wash anymore. So we're also looking to make Oregon safer as far as we have a bill to repeal the state sanctuary status, we're gonna just really be working hard on that one.
All right, we'll check in again soon and see what's going on. State Representative Court Boyce live from Salem. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care now.
8:41 at the Morning Report.